The Da Vinci Curse: Embracing Your Multi-Talented Nature. Introduction: The Curse of Too Many Talents. Have you ever felt like you're interested in everything, but can't seem to focus on just one thing? Do you find yourself constantly jumping from one passion to another, never quite mastering any of them? If so, you might be suffering from what I call the Da Vinci Curse. Named after the quintessential Renaissance man, Leonardo da Vinci, this curse affects those of us blessed or cursed with multiple talents and interests. In today's specialized world, we often feel out of place, unable to commit to a single path or profession. But fear not, for this book aims to help you understand and overcome this unique challenge. As someone who has experienced this firsthand, I've spent years researching and developing strategies to help multi-talented individuals like us thrive in a world that often demands specialization. Through this journey, I've discovered that what we perceive as a curse can actually be our greatest strength if we learn how to harness it properly. Part 1: Understanding the Da Vinci Dilemma. Let's start by exploring why being multi-talented can feel like a curse in today's world. In the past, society celebrated polymaths, those individuals who excelled in multiple disciplines. Leonardo da Vinci himself was not just a painter, but also an inventor, scientist, and engineer. However, our modern world has become increasingly specialized. Think about it. There's no room for a surgeon to be a violin virtuoso in the mornings and a gourmet chef by evening. The sobering truth is that mastering such an intricate discipline demands an unwavering commitment to a single craft. These days, the pursuit of excellence in one field often leaves little room for expertise elsewhere. This laser-focused approach raises a real conundrum for those of us graced with a bounty of talents. We're like kids in a candy store, presented with a smorgasbord of intriguing possibilities. We ache to explore and master everyone, yet we're also haunted by the ticking of the clock, the insidious fear that there just isn't enough time in a lifetime to embrace it all. Our curiosity knows no bounds, beckoning us into new realms with fiery enthusiasm, only for the charm to wane as soon as we conquer the basic tenets of the domain. The allure of the unfamiliar persists, pulling us away from the focused discipline mastery demands. Part 2: The Internal Struggle of the Multi-Talented. Picture a compass spinning in perpetual motion, never settling on a true north. This is the landscape of the multi-talented individual, or the Da Vinci person, as we often call ourselves. With a vast array of interests and skills, we drift from one passion to the next, unable to anchor ourselves in any one direction for long. It's not because we lack the potential to excel, but rather there's an underlying fear that stifles our commitment, the dread of competition. We'll start learning a new skill, only to stop when we've learned enough to convince ourselves that if we wanted to, we could master it. By leaving the field at that point, we can maintain our high self-esteem without having to confront other practitioners. This fear of competition goes hand in hand with a fear of criticism. We're often unwilling to wade through the initial stages of being a novice, with all the constructive criticism that entails. When the learning curve grows steep, our instinct isn't to persevere, but to jump ship to smoother waters. But the repercussions of this restlessness are far from benign. A life filled with superficial dabbles in many arts, but mastery in none, leads to a haunting sense of dissatisfaction. We end up feeling like jacks of all trades, masters of none. This feeling becomes even more poignant as we approach middle age. The ticking clock amplifies our despair, highlighting our unfocused journey and the elusive quest to find a true calling that could unify our plethora of talents. Part 3: Finding Harmony in Complexity. So, how can we conquer our fears and discover a domain where we can truly flourish? The key lies in finding a path that is both complex and financially viable, one that allows us to weave our multifaceted strengths into a fulfilling pursuit. As Da Vinci people, we have complex personalities that can only be satisfied by complex tasks. We need to find a single activity that is intricate enough to integrate many of our talents. This activity should bring together a variety of our gifts, or will soon feel the itch to concentrate on the one that feels left out. For example, I found my calling in guitar making. This craft allows me to combine my love for music, my engineering skills, my artistic sensibilities, and my passion for working with my hands. It's a complex pursuit that constantly challenges me and allows me to use many of my talents. But finding this sweet spot isn't always easy. It requires introspection, experimentation, and sometimes, a bit of luck. Start by listing all your interests and skills. Then, look for intersections, areas where multiple interests overlap. These intersections are fertile ground for finding your complex, fulfilling pursuit. Part 4, overcoming the obstacles. Once you've identified a potential path, you'll need to overcome some common obstacles that plague Da Vinci people. First and foremost is the fear of commitment. Remember, committing to one path doesn't mean abandoning all your other interests. It means finding a way to channel them into a unified direction. Next, we need to tackle our fear of competition and criticism. Instead of viewing these as threats, try to see them as opportunities for growth. Constructive criticism can help us improve, and healthy competition can push us to excel. We also need to be wary of perfectionism. As multi-talented individuals, we often set impossibly high standards for ourselves. Learn to embrace the learning process, including the inevitable mistakes and setbacks. Finally, we need to carefully manage our narcissism. We do need a tiny amount of narcissism to maintain a healthy self-esteem, but if we allow it to get out of hand, we will cycle between states resembling mania and depression. We spin into manic mode when we think too highly of ourselves and our capabilities, and our mind gets obsessed with all the incredible things we're going to create. But when our dreams inevitably clash with reality, we get depressed as we realize that our goals were set too high. Part 5, embracing your Da Vinci nature. Remember, what we perceive as a curse can actually be our greatest strength. Our diverse interests and abilities give us a unique perspective that can lead to innovative solutions and creative breakthroughs. Think of your multi-talented nature as a toolbox. Each of your skills and interests is a different tool. While a specialist might have one very sharp, very specific tool, you have an entire workshop at your disposal. This versatility can be incredibly valuable in today's rapidly changing world. Moreover, your ability to learn quickly and adapt to new situations is a superpower in the modern economy. Many of the most successful people in the world are generalists who can connect dots across different domains. Conclusion, from curse to blessing. In a world that lionizes specialists, we Da Vinci people, rich in talents yet restless in spirit, often struggle to find our niche. It's a perpetual dance of discovery, where unbridled curiosity leads to a trail of half-explored paths, leaving us feeling unanchored and incomplete. But herein lies a promising resolution. By embracing our multifaceted strengths and channeling them into a complex, fulfilling, and lucrative pursuit, we can find tranquility and purpose. The key is to weave our diverse interests into a tapestry that is uniquely our own. Remember, Leonardo da Vinci himself didn't limit himself to one field. He found ways to combine his interests in art, science, and engineering to create works that continue to inspire us centuries later. So embrace your Da Vinci nature. Celebrate your curiosity and your diverse talents. With the right approach, what once felt like a curse can become your greatest blessing, leading you to a life of fulfillment, creativity, and success.